Good morning. It's 6:18, Friday morning with the Musers. Coming up later this hour at 6:55, we have an exclusive interview with Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield, one of the many high-profile athletes and celebrities here in San Francisco this week for Super Bowl 60. Baker's not playing. Maybe one day. Radio Row, I came down here yesterday. Man, was it packed in the afternoon. So different from what it is here in the morning with us.
Totally. I couldn't believe it. That's where I really envy the hard line, when they get to broadcast in the afternoon with all that going on.
Yeah. I mean, just a sea of humanity and celebrities everywhere you look. And when we're here at 4 in the morning local time, I mean, there's nobody here.
No.
All right, so that's coming up. Us with Baker Mayfield at 6:55. Right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Supercenter.
Before I get to what I did last night and how we had a near miss, I had a near miss with greatness last night, I do want to admit something and apologize to everyone in America, because there was a glaring omission yesterday during this very segment. Can I get some more ears there, Michael?
Uh-oh.
I was going over the bands that were from San Francisco, and of course I knew I would leave a lot out because time constraints.
Can't get to everybody.
But there was one that I cannot believe that I left out.
Vampire Weekend.
Not Vampire Weekend. It's this.
Well, that's fine. Wow. To leave them out.
Four Non-Blondes.
They're from San Francisco. And probably one of the biggest songs to survive out of the 90s somehow.
Now this is going to be stuck in my head all day.
How can a song this bad be such an earworm?
It is.
It's just so plodding. It's that mid-tempo. Drives me nuts.
Loft. Song is everywhere.
I swear, it's like Don't Stop Believing, this, and
Sweet Caroline or something.
I mean, no, what's the other one I'm thinking of? Oh, like A-ha's Take On Me. Like, all of those have just become like these standards.
Yeah.
The other two deserve it. This doesn't.
Okay, so make it stop.
A little peculiar.
Thank you.
Hold on.
All right, we got it. Yep.
You may not know the tune.
No. I've heard it.
What's going on?
No.
And then the song is named What's Up. That always threw me, too. It's like, what's going on is the thing everybody screams. And then the song's What's Up. Anyway, so my apologies to Linda Perry and the Four Non-Blondes for not including them in the greatest bands to ever come out of San Francisco. Okay. Speaking of San Francisco, last night took my walk around San Francisco, walked up Market Street. Streetcars, I guess, are decorated for Christmas all year round.
So I saw one of those, and it didn't look Christmas to me. It looked like it was Asian-themed.
Whoa.
Because it was, I believe it was in Chinatown.
Whoa, oh, man.
That's what it's called.
No offense.
He said no offense to the Orientals.
That was Bill Parcells, for those aren't familiar with that.
That was his recovery.
Yes.
Was using the term Orientals.
Yes.
What was he recovering from?
When he was talking about, well, now I'm confusing it. Wasn't it basically it was Japanese plays, except he had shortened Japanese.
Yes.
Yeah.
That Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer would run against each other.
Yeah.
And you got to watch these two now.
And then it was just similar to what Barry Switzer said one time.
Yeah. Barry Switzer said they Pearl Harbor you. They
Japanese shortened you, but it was shortened.
In a press conference.
Yeah.
And Parcells was in a press conference.
Yeah, Parcells was in a press conference, and then he said, no offense.
But no offense.
To the Orientals. To the Orientals. Maybe
he's from a different time.
A different time. wrong then, wrong now,
yep, right.
But well, also different time.
Right.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
That was part of it.
No disrespect. Maybe all the streetcars are just different themed.
Maybe.
But yeah, I saw a couple that were all, you know, Christmased up. Now, we walk by the turnaround point at the base of Market Street all the time, where they actually have the streetcar drive onto a carousel, a turntable. And I've never watched it, but every time I'm out there, you can always tell when they're getting ready to turn around a streetcar because it's the end of the line. They have to go back the other way. Giorgio, you saw it.
Craig did too.
Right, oh, really?
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, these guys get out and they manually push the, whatever you call that.
Turntable.
They put their backs on separate ends, backs to the trolley, and they push backwards and do it like that. They're walking backwards.
That's amazing to me why we haven't mechanized this or motorized it yet.
Well, I think we can. I think they just do that for the tourists.
So, wait, you're saying that it is motorized and it's a little bit of theater?
No, I'm saying it could be motorized. We have that technology, but they do the theater for the tourists.
Okay, well, why don't the streetcar operators union say, look, we're breaking our backs here?
No, they love it.
No, they don't love it. They want it to be motorized.
I don't know that you have that information as fact.
I've searched my heart, and I've determined that's what they feel. But, yeah, Market Street is one of the most filmed streets in America. It appears in so many different movies, and it really is beautiful on a clear day when you look up Market Street, and we're at the very base of it, so we're at the low point of it. So you just look up, and you see that undulating brick road that then goes up into the sky.
So I think you're looking at Powell.
Or Powell Street.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
Market
yes.
is the busy one that
yes,
we're on.
Yes, I walked along a lot of streets last night.
You're right, though.
But,
Powell. Beautiful.
So the Powell is the one that has the turntable.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
But, yes, looking up Powell and then seeing that. It's so, like, Christmas Village looking or something, with those red bricks in particular in the road. That's what looks so cool. But, of course, you do have to kind of hopscotch piles of human mess and puddles of urine. And,
yeah.
Have you noticed they've had they have people in like these fluorescent vests that are out sweeping constantly?
Yeah.
And the things they're having to sweep up are...
And that's got to be Super Bowl related, right? They don't have that year-round.
I don't think so.
Every Super Bowl city tries to fake it.
Right.
That's part of
clean
being
our city is.
Being a host city is you want to fake it and make it look like your city's more squared away than it is.
We were talking about this at dinner with Donnie the other night, and I went out with the Hardline last night for dinner, and the topic came up again. We've seen so many people here walking around bent over at a 90-degree angle.
Uh-huh.
That is known as the fentanyl flop.
That's what Donnie calls it.
Yeah. Well, he learned that term from somebody out here.
Yeah.
But you've got, it's like post-apocalyptic. You've got all these people walking around hunched over because of fentanyl.
There's also a drug called...
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I get choked up when I talk about it, George. It's just an issue that affects a lot of people. It's called lean. You heard of that one?
Mm-mm.
Lean, and that makes people lean over real weird and walk at, like, right angles and stuff. It's just...
See a lot of that out here.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's just crazy. We haven't seen any crocodile yet.
What's that?
That's that drug that makes your skin turn into, like, alligator skin.
Because
your skin gets all infected.
Yeah.
So.
Don't do drugs, kids.
I'm walking along. I guess I was on Powell at this particular time. And I see a guy who looks very familiar. And I walk up to him and I decide, I'm going to scare this guy. And I walked up to him like real fast as if I had ill intent.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Jason Killer Kellison out in the wild.
Okay.
Yeah, I ran into Killer. But anyway, he was going to sushi and everything. I was heading to the John Steakhouse. And then I haul off and I find out as I'm talking with George. George is my walk-to-work buddy. And And I find out he went to John's last night, too. Now, this is one of these old-timey steakhouses. Look like it's been there.
1908.
1908.
Did you go with Donnie?
Uh-huh.
Did you guys get drunk last night?
We needed something to fill our stomachs besides frozen awesomes.
Yeah. How can y'all drink those frozen awesomes? Because it's alcohol and it's a bunch of sugar.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
And then, of course, you need a big old ribeye to choke down to soak up some of that sugar.
And a tater, too.
A tater. So we went to John's, and then I found out that George and Donnie went to John's last night. Well, and I went to John's probably at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Because that's dinner time. Yeah, and it opened at 3:30. Hmm. This dinner time for me, because my watch has stayed on Dallas time. And I go in there and I eat alone, and God bless John's. They're doing something right, right? 1908.
Our meal was great.
Just doing a great job there. So
he's setting something up, a bad meal.
He's never enjoyed a meal. He never enjoys a meal.
That's not true. That's
90% of the time.
That is so not true. Look at me, George. I clearly enjoy a meal.
I didn't say you didn't eat. I just said you don't. You just rip on food.
That was the worst steak.
Bingo.
Yeah.
The worst baked potato. Right. No, it wasn't.
Was
it was not the worst. It's just I wondered, well, what's the deal here? Steakhouses I've eaten in Dallas, much better.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the best I've ever had, but it was really good.
And now, maybe they looked at me and said, okay, this guy's opinion's not going to matter. Throw him. Give him whatever we're about to throw out.
He's just in off the street. Let's give him yesterday's steaks.
That's very possible. I'll allow you that.
It was packed when we were there.
Yeah, and the host looked like he really didn't want to seat me. And it was not. It was practically empty.
Huh.
There were just a few tables in there. And I go up there and say, yeah. And he goes, yeah, may I help you? Mm-hmm. Like, well, yes, I'm here to eat. Okay, just one? Well, yeah. Okay. And then he seats me like at the worst little table, you know. It's not even really a two top. It's about a one and a half top right by the broom closet and the mop bucket sitting right there. Anyway, so. And then I find out that Giorgio and went. Guess what time they went? I went at 4 o'clock.
You went late lunch.
10 o'clock local time.
What?
Giorgio went out to eat.
No way.
8 o'clock local time.
I even asked you local time, and you said, no, 10 o'clock.
No, I didn't. I never said 10.
Okay.
I said 8
well,
every
no, this
time
is better.
You asked me.
No, you're making me happier. Because you make me nervous. Because you can't manage your life.
No, it was
10
o'clock Dallas time, but yeah. When you say local time, I think you're talking San Francisco.
I
said 8 every time.
10 o'clock Dallas time, I think, is pushing it late, too.
Well, it took us an hour to get across town from where we had Frozen Awesomes.
Traffic here is unbelievable.
Took forever.
Why did you go out? Where'd you go to get Frozen Awesomes?
I think the only place that has them.
Which is?
It's a place across town. I think
that has frozen drinks?
Yeah. It's known for them.
Wait, frozen drinks are not
but not
usually available outside of Texas.
There's nothing
or Florida
in this massive downtown.
Nope, not like this place. It's called Margaritas.
I'll guarantee on Fisherman's Wharf, the tourist road up there, there's probably tons of places like that.
Yeah, maybe. But it was fun.
I thought about going to Fisherman's Wharf. The walking time and the in a car time was the same.
Yeah,
to get there, it was like 45 minutes from where I was. But I thought, do I really want to walk 45 minutes down there, stare at something while holding my nose, stare at the water, look at all the barnacles on the end of the piers that are exposed, and then walk back
barnacles
uphill? I thought, nah, that's all right. So I just went back to the hotel and looked at pictures of it online.
It sounds about right.
That's what it's coming to.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's coming to.
He got screen time and he complains about a meal. That's a typical night for Gordo.
Went back to the hotel and put on VR goggles. That's it.
That's it.
After being flown out here.
Yeah.
On the company's dime.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep. You can't even bring yourself to walk to Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh, it was so great, though. Oh, God bless San Francisco and their overrated John's Steakhouse.
All right, Gordo, thank you.
I said something nice. What are you talking about?